Wednesday, 20th October 2010. In the studio we have Andrea, Yahalon, Miriam, Marlenka and lots of volunteers from all over the world. We're a very busy day today. Weather forecast. It's a sunny day, right now with 30 degrees and humidity on 73%. Temperature range should be between 25 and 35 degrees and we are almost with full moon. Today's interview is with Yona from the Forest Group. As the plant season is coming, this group, that is in charge of the green work in Orville, has planned a massive planting to keep this beautiful integration that Orville has with nature. Yona shares with us the details of this project.
Well, this planting season, we are planning to plant about 17,000 trees, out of which about 3,000 are kinder trees, which we hope to plant in different areas in Orville. And the rest is mixed. A lot of it is TDF, but there's also other variety within that 17,000. Those 3,000 timber and the 17,000 mixed species will be planted in different communities in Orville, in the green belt, in the outlying lands, and pretty much wherever we can find space and money to plant. For the planting of each monsoon season, each forest community asks the forest group for a certain amount of seedlings, depending on how much is their capacity to plant that season. And then the forest group tries to find those seedlings within Orville and from the different nurseries, which might be David's or Yap's or Botanical Gardens or other places, their own nurseries. And then those trees are given to the stewards of the land and the stewards themselves are planting. So every forest community is planting a different amount of trees and according to their capacity. So if people want to actually help to plant, they actually have to contact the stewards of the forest communities themselves, because we don't have one organization that organizes the planting for all the communities. Each community, forest community, does the planting by itself. But I think most forest communities would be more than happy to have somebody give them a call and say, would you like some help planting, when should I show up?
And a very interesting cultural program is taking place today at the Bharat Nivas at 8 p.m. Male Matters is a rare and unique platform that showcases male dancers in three different dance styles. Artistic direction of Ranli Ibrahim. And tomorrow, the 21st of October, it starts at Quiet Healing Center, a new workshop, Hawaiian Massage with Sang, Heartworks Lomi Lomi. It has a 4 days duration and it's from 9 to 6 p.m. This Hawaiian massage technique focuses on using the hands as instrument of the heart. You will be introduced to the Huna philosophy and practice the spirit of aloha. This workshop is for anyone who likes to learn about massage and bodywork. For booking and inquiries, call Quiet Healing Center at 2622-646 or 2622-329. Since the 26th of October, every Thursday at 5 p.m. at Transition School, Aloka restarted the sensory awareness sessions. If you're interested to attend, as the number of participants is limited, please send an email to alokamariona@gmail.com. And the subject for this week of the Sustainability Seminar Series is Growing Food for Oroville. Highlights and challenges. And it's a farm group that's going to be in charge of the stock. It's going to be tomorrow, the 21st of October at 3:30 p.m. at Left School Campus at the Glass Classroom. And now, a beautiful quotation from Sri Aurobindo's masterpiece, Savitri. Life was his drama and the vast stage. The universe was his body, God its souls. All was one single immense reality, all its innumerable phenomenon. Her spirit saw the world as living God. It saw the one and knew that all was He. The news are a glimpse of the life in Orville. If you want to know more, please access orville.org. This was Mari and see you next week. Bye-bye.